Hello, fellow discers. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am in Sedalia, Missouri at Clover Dell Disc Golf Course. It's the only course I can tell that's in Sedalia, Missouri. I'm here on unrelated business, but I thought since I was in this town, I'd go ahead and try the premier course, I guess as it were. So I'm at hole number one. I'm trying to figure out exactly what the layout is. And I'll be letting you know how things are going periodically as I go through this course. Right now, it looks like hole number one's a par three. I've got some representatives from KCP&L sitting in the parking lot that looks like might have to go around. So we'll see how things go. It looks like there's both short holes and long holes. Short hole for one is 221 feet, so that's not too far, and I think I can see one of those. And then the long one is 303 feet, so I'm going to see if the 303 feet one is in place, and then we'll go from there, and I'll let you know how I do on number one. Here we go. All right, so I've already had F up number one. I threw number one backwards because the sign was pointing in that direction, so redo on number one. It looks like I'm playing right next to the dog park, which looks like a really nice dog park, I'm going to freely admit. You kind of have to use that as an out-of-bounds, so it would have been nice if they would have put on the out-of-bounds that that's a dog park, because then it would have made things a little bit more easy. So, it looks like it's going to be a dog leg to the left. It's going to be a little longer than I originally anticipated. I almost had a birdie on the hole that didn't exist whenever I threw the hole backwards. I thought it was kind of funny that the sign was kind of in the way. So, you know, egg on my face, I guess. It would be nice if they actually put up a sign showing the entire map. But they don't. The signage is okay. It does have bag hangers, so Treesbane will like that. I didn't figure there was very much likelihood that Treesbane and I would ever get out to Sedalia, Missouri. Which is one of the reasons I thought I'd just do this podcast on my own. So, all right. So, sizing it up here. It's a pretty nice fairway. It looks like they've mowed recently. There's a tree right in the middle of the road that's kind of makes you make a decision whether or not you're going to go to the left of it or to the right of it. I think I'm going to go to the right and kind of hook it in. So I'll get all the trusty TL3 out and see what kind of magic it can do. So, here we go. The official start to Clover Dell Disc Golf Course. All right, here we go. Toot toot goes the bogey bus. Picked up one rider. That's Mr. Paul Jangles. Had a decent drive, and then just my second shot was just weak. It was very weak. Tried throwing the putter on my second shot. Maybe I should have gone with the mid-range. Left it way short. I blame the humidity. It's awfully humid here. And there's no breeze. And so I had a lengthy putt that I, of course, missed because I'm not a very good putter. That's okay. We're up to hole number two. This is going to be the redemption hole. It is 211 feet at Clover Dell Disc Golf Course in Sedalia, Missouri. So there's a bunch of cedars in the way. So this is kind of an interesting shot that maybe I haven't even seen a shot quite like this. It's cool. I like it. It's very, it's got a nice park setting, but it's kind of not quite in the woods because the trees aren't tall. They're all cedar trees. But you could obviously, you're going to get into a lot of danger, so you don't want to overthrow it. The hole is right up against some other cedar trees. You have to kind of snake it through, so I'm not sure if I should try going over top and like hyzering it down into it or not. That might be the best option, so because my shots don't usually typically go straight. Anyway, so here we go, number two. Bam, birdie plane. So that's like from our last episode. Treesbane did that, or I actually did it, but he repeated it a bunch of times on the podcast, and I thought that was pretty funny. So yeah, I got a birdie, had a nice drive with the old buzzeroo, and I made a 15-foot putt. I can make 15-foot putts, so that's good. I'm up to hole number three here at Clover Dell. It looks like we're at the 342-foot, so there's a much longer hole than the other one. It's a little uphill, not too much of an elevation change, but it is a little bit uphill. So, it's a skinny fairway. There's still a lot of cedar trees here. No breeze to speak of, so I should be able to just keep it straight. maybe tailing off a little bit to the left at the very end. So here we go. I'm going to try and get it up there at least somewhere so I can get a good look at, hopefully get par on this one. So here we go. Hey, all right, this is Mr. Pole Jingles back again. Hole number three, had a decent drive, and then I had an okay second shot, and then I had, I made about a 36-foot putt, so maybe I am good at putting. I probably not. So anyway, I'm still at par, so I'm happy with that. I'm up to hole number four. Hole number four, still on the cedar tree meadow scenario. It's a pretty short hole. There are two options on T-pads. There's a long and a short. I'm going with the short one just because that's where the sign is. So I'm kind of gauging everything. If the sign's in the back, I'll take the back. If the sign's in the front, I'll take the front. So these are T-pads that do go from wide to narrow. They're just a tad short, I would say. I think they're about 7 feet long. So I usually like to have about, 9 or 10 feet pads, something like that. But that'd give me a good place to launch off from. These are okay. I would put them at about a C+, I guess, if we were going to put a grade school grade to them. So this one's a fairly short hole. You can't see the hole at all. It's behind a bunch of cedar trees, so I'm going to have to put some sort of hyzer spin on it and hopefully not hit any cedar trees. It looks like it's just 170 feet away, so this might even just be putter land. I'm going to go with my Rock Springs 150 gram putter that my daughter gave me whenever she went to 4-H camp. So we'll get this, throw this one in the mix. So here we go. Birdie plane. Hey, I got a birdie. So I'm really kind of liking that new putter that my daughter bought me. It's pretty cool. So got a nice drive, got a ride around there. I can really control it. So it's somewhere between a putter and like a mid-range. So I'm up on hole number five. I'm kind of walking the length of it because it's a short one and I wanted to see where in the world the actual hole is. And the hole looks like it's protected by about a dozen sentinel cedar trees. So if I don't get it inside one of these, underneath one of these cedar trees, it'll be a miracle. But that's okay. It's a pretty short one. It looks like it's just about 160 feet or something like that. There's only one tee pad on this one. So far, I'm really enjoying this course. From what I read on Disc Golf Course Review or DG Course Review, I think that they have pads for the first nine holes, and then I think you're throwing off of dirt. So I'm not quite sure I'm going to actually throw holes 10 through 18. We'll see how hot I get. It's pretty steamy out, it being the 17th of July and all that kind of stuff. I did buy some Gatorade at the local convenience mart. It tastes okay. I'm not really usually big fan of the lemon lime, but that's what I got because that's what they had. So, I'm going to go with the, whatever this thing is, 150 gram putter thing. So here we go. All right. So I'm up to hole six. I just went ahead and got on the old par train, on hole number five and, just walked the length of hole number six because I wasn't quite sure where the position was. They really like to kind of hide these holes. Like to tuck them away behind different cedar trees and those kinds of things. And since there's alternate positions, it's kind of tough. So it's a long ways from Kansas City to Sedalia. I mean, it's not forever in a day, but I basically listened to the box set of Woody Guthrie. And so I like Woody Guthrie and I've listened to a fair amount of his music, but I just went ahead and invested some time this morning. And I gotta say, Johnny Cash, you need to be feeling pretty guilty right now because Cocaine Blues is a direct ripoff of a Woody Guthrie song. So, shame on you. Shame on you, Johnny Cash. But I still love you, Man in Black. You're still cool. And then there's some other songs that, you know, I think obviously Bob Dylan ripped off a lot of stuff too. It was what it was. I guess they were paying some sort of tribute to him, but in modern days, they would have gotten their asses sued. But c'est la vie. Anyway, I'm going to Courtney Barnett tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. And I think that's about all I need to say about music right now. Hole number six, it's an uphill climb. Not too bad. Looks like it's about 212 feet. Lots and lots of cedar trees to try and negotiate around. The hole, again, is hidden behind some other cedars. So I got a pretty narrow lane. This is a very technical course so far. I think it opens up in the back nine, so we'll see how that goes. All right, here we go. All right, so this is Mr. Poljangles again. So I've done a little research on the song Cocaine Blues, and it appears that actually that's not technically either a song by Woody Guthrie or a song by Johnny Cash. So those are actually, it goes back much further than that. It goes by a lot of different names. The version that Woody Guthrie sang was called Badly Brown. But then there's also versions of it are called Little Sadie and Whiskey Blues, Chain Gang Blues, Bad Man Ballad, Transfusion Blues, Bad Man's Blunder, among others. So interesting point. So I guess Johnny Cash didn't technically rip off Woody Guthrie. So apologies to Johnny Cash estate. Thank you. Mr. Poljangles making mistakes again on music. Sorry. Here we go. Hey, so that was hole number 6 I just threw, and I don't think I could have thrown the drive any better. I'm not trying to be a braggart or anything like that, but man, I put it right there. Negotiated a couple of trees. It helps that there's no breeze right now, and the holes aren't really that long. But I was still pretty impressed. unfortunately, my putting let me down. I had the 36-foot putt in mind, and it was a 39-foot putt. So shame on me. All right, so hole number 7 is a little slightly downhill. It looks like it's about maybe 180, something like that. Sorry, I've got a corn nut in the back of my throat. Anyway, make your own joke there, ha ha ha. Actually, the sign says 250. So we'll see. I got cedar trees right in front of me, cedars to the right, cedars to the left. It'd be nice if I was left-handed or if I had a decent flick. Maybe I'll just try the flick to see what happens. Although it always lets me down, so I don't know why I would do that. I think I'm probably just going to get out the buzz. It usually flies pretty true if I put the Enheiser on it. So that's what I'm going to do. All right. I'll let you know. Oh, by the way, Bruce Springsteen also owes Woody Guthrie a six-pack when he meets him up in the sky, whatnot. Just saying. All right, here we go. All right, so I'm having a little bit of trouble getting my podcast to upload. I've got two that seem like they're kind of wondering what to do, so I'm not sure if this one's going to be in there at all either. So I went ahead and parred hole number 7. I'm up to hole number 8. It is a very straightforward shot. It is 306 feet away. There are two trees that are about 60, 70 feet away. You got to negotiate those, but then if you can, then you should be in the clear. So I am going to bust out a driver. I'm going to go with the... what do I got here? What is this one called? Trespass? I'm going to go with the trespass here and see if I can get it somewhere close to birdie land. And we'll see how I do. So hopefully these will start uploading soon. All right, so hole number 8, got a bogey bus. Threw it into some weeds, a brush, or something like that. You love it whenever you hear ksh, and not ksh, I don't know. You know, when it sounds woody and not metally. That's not good. So I'm hip to hole number 9. I have severe doubts that this recording is actually going to get saved because it's thinking about saving 3 of them already. So I don't know if this 4th one's going to do anything. Again, I'm up to hole number 9. It is a lengthy one. I think it's either 307 or 412. So looks like I'll be breaking out some sort of driver. I'm not going to walk the course. I'm not going to walk it all the way over there. I'm just going to fling it from here and see what happens. So even though the trespass let me down before, I'm going to try and throw it flatter and see if it can redeem itself. So here we go. All right. So I just wrapped up hole number 9. I didn't have a very good drive. I had a great, great second shot to put myself in a very good parable position, and then I just messed up the putt. I don't even want to say how short it was because it makes me all mad. This is an 18-hole course. However, I am going to stop at hole number 9. I'm back kind of close to the parking lot, and there's no more tee pads, so I'm not really interested in playing holes 10 through 18 without tee pads. The signage also takes a drastic drop in quality. So hopefully the local disc club around Sedalia, Missouri, will kind of take a collection up and work on it, because it looks like it could be cool. I don't know if it's driving 2 hours out of your way from Kansas City cool, but if you happen to be down here, I think doing the 9 holes is well worth it. And from what I read on Disc Golf Course Review, I think that people weren't that impressed with the back 9. So, yeah, I got some good steps in, shot one over, had a couple of bogey planes. I had bogey planes, bogey bus, and then birdie planes. Yeah, still working on that terminology. So anyway, I enjoyed it. It's good. So if you're coming up for the State Fair of Missouri, then and you're bored for a little bit, come over here. It's not too far from the fairgrounds. Or maybe if you're in town at the Wheel-In Drive-In trying to get a Goober Burger, maybe come over and burn off some of that Goober Burger. I'm trying to think of what else Sedalia has. Sedalia State Fair College, University, something like that. If you're proud representative of that fine school, then and you want to take up disc golf, you know, it's here. I think it was okay. But anyway, so this is Mr. Pojangles bidding adios from Sedalia, Missouri. Yeah, it was fun. Got a good sweat on. I'm gonna get in the car and turn on the AC. Later.
Oh, thank you.